really make this shift. We were speaking earlier, for instance, there's no energy cluster within the humanitarian sector. We haven't yet seen donors really make this shift in what will require an investment upfront, even if in the long term it will be more financially efficient. So I think that's some of the context through which we'd like to have a bit more of a discussion around what is happening in this space. And we're going to hear from a few organizations that are trying to introduce clean energy in humanitarian operations. So first up, I'd like to introduce Thomas. Thomas, I'll let you pronounce your last name because I'll probably mess it up. But Thomas is the head of the Coordination Unit for the Global Plan of Action for Sustainable... energy solutions in situations of displacement. And this GPA, as it's known, tries to provide every displaced person with energy solutions in situations of displacement. And this GPA, as it's known, tries to provide every displaced person with access to sustainable energy by 2030, an ambitious goal, though perhaps less ambitious than Jordan's goal to be complete sustainable energy by 2030, an ambitious goal, though perhaps less ambitious than Jordan's goal to be completely green by 2020. And the GPA is hosted by the UN Institute for Training and Research and steered by 13 Green by 2020. Organizations from humanitarian aid and development and energy sectors. What do you see, Thomas, as the challenges and the opportunities in this space?
Thank you, Heba. We developed this global plan of action last year. We started with this endeavor in January 2018, and we developed a proper concept, a global plan of action, a framework for this topic with